You know, in my life, like so many others of my generation, three moments stand out in startling relief against the grand pattern of the ever-shifting cosmos. The first moment of catharsis occurred amid the ether and chloroform scent of the hospital ward, the blinding white light and hard slap against my back, drawing in that first gasp of air and experiencing sight, sound, and sensual reality as the doctors escorted me out of the fluid custody of the womb. The second moment occurred on a Sunday night in 1964. My babysitter, Mary Lou Honeycutt, and I watched the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. We sat transfixed by the four mop tops on the screen. Mary Lou began squirming and squealing. Somehow her lips met mine, and the night spiraled into a convulsive ecstasy. But these tattered shards of memory pale next to what I and millions of others felt when we first confronted the effervescent totality of Dynaman. For those of you who have felt it, no description will suffice. For those of you who have never met Dynaman, come, feel the magic.